Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
On today's wrestling news, Sasha Banks' release has been confirmed by multiple sources.
Brock returns.
We've got backstage reaction to Vince McMahon's investigation.
And some new Money in the Bank names have been revealed in other SmackDown stuff.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil James. I'm joined by Gareth Morgan and Salty Sea Dog to talk all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story is in the description below. Click the timestamps and off you go. But first up, Sasha Banks. A lot of news around Sasha Banks and her possible WWE release this week. So obviously earlier on in the week, Raj Geary of Wrestling Inc. Reported that he had heard that Sasha Banks has been released from WWE, and then all of the other wrestling journos were kind of scrabbling to try and either confirm or deny the rumors, obviously. Sasha Banks came out on Instagram saying about people making things up on Twitter. But since then, WrestleVotes has joined in the conversation. And they have been very reliable recently with the news that they've been breaking. And they just said that the word backstage from SmackDown tonight is that the report from Raj Geary is indeed accurate, according to multiple sources. Sasha Banks has been released from her WWE contract, confirming those rumors from Raj Geary. Now, Sean Rossap has also been in on this, not fully confirming it or anything yet, but he has said that the latest on Sasha Banks is that a lot of very well-connected people are saying that she's been released. At least one talent and one big backstage name believe it. WWE hasn't confirmed this to me personally and hasn't informed people that are usually made aware of this as of yet. So it's a very confusing situation, this one with the Sasha Banks. It's a little bit different to all of the other WWE releases that have been going on. We've also had the reports that Sasha Banks' lawyers have been on the case trying to get her release from her WWE contract. But it seems like we're leaning towards Sasha Banks has actually been released. So WrestleVotes and Raj Geary both fully going on in it. Raj Geary putting his reputation and sort of career. He said he wouldn't be doing breaking news if this story doesn't pan out anymore. So interesting stuff. And it looks like it is going to be the Sasha Banks release.
Yeah, it does feel like one of those things that has perhaps been very nearly greenlit and like been on the edge of like being made official, and then maybe WWE have just gone, oh yeah, she's actually a really big deal, isn't she? Just been throwing money at her, going, no, please stay, please stay. And then Sasha Banks' lawyers are going, nope, it's in a week of incredible breaking news and all the rest of it, and just eye-catching headlines, this is one of them that surprisingly does feel like it's not slipping under the radar, but it is just kind of just going on in the background a little bit. And if Sasha does go, my goodness, what a fish to wriggle out of your net.
Like, how they can let her get to this point of being this unhappy that she just desperately wants out. Like, I don't understand it, how you can take a star, and she is a star. You just have to look at all of the sort of the conversations around this on Twitter, the amount of views our videos have been getting. Like, although her fan base is massive, I don't understand how you let that slip through your fingers and just head off to wherever. Because let's face it, she is going to get snapped up in an instant.
But she can do what she wants as well. She doesn't necessarily have to stick with wrestling, because she's got a bit of clout behind her now, because after the Mandalorian stuff, and there's been no word officially, I don't think, yet, if she is going to be coming back for season 3 of the Mandalorian. She could literally do what she wants. She's well connected.
Madness.
And she's a genuine star. So we'll just keep you updated on this as and when the news drops. No real solid information as to what's happening with Naomi either, whether she's going to be going towards that release thing or is she going to wait to the end of a contract. All that's kind of up in the air as well. So it's intriguing, but we'll see what happens next. But things we do know that are official and have happened during last night's SmackDown, which was... there's something, let's be honest. We had a big return,
really,
because obviously Randy Orton's been injured. He's back, and he's apparently going to be undergoing a bit of surgery, like a significant surgery, according to Riddle, because he did a promo on SmackDown. He was like, Randy is really hurt, and he's going to have to sort his back out. So he's not going to be on WWE for a while now. So those plans for him and Roman at SummerSlam that are apparently up in the air, they're not going to be happening, because we're going to have Brock Lesnar instead. Yeah, he rocked up after Roman's successful, undisputed Universal WWE Championship 2-belt thing defense against Riddle. He rocked up and obliterated Roman. He went to shake his hand and then just F5'd him and F5'd the Usos and just destroyed everyone. And then WWE were like, oh yeah, but this is SummerSlam. We're going to make it last man standing. So it's a little bit different to what you've seen a million times before, but this is what it's going to be. And Roman's face when Brock came out, I think Michael Cole says something like, could it be? And it's like, well, yes, Michael, it definitely is him. And Brock came out with his cowboy hat on, and Roman's face was pretty much my face in this moment. I was like, really? We're doing this again? We are doing this again, because there's no other alternatives, because it'd be crazy just to, I don't know, build somebody new, get a new star, put them into the position where they could challenge Roman realistically. But no, we're not getting that. We're just getting Brock probably getting beaten again.
Yeah, it's mad. This, like, they have painted themselves into such a corner where there is literally nobody else that could have taken that position. They've put all of their eggs in one basket, and that basket is crumbling away beneath them. So, like, even Randy Orton and Riddle, it took them like 4 months or something of building them up as RK-Bro to get them into a position where they were believable as challengers for Roman Reigns. And like, SummerSlam's in, like, it's the end of next month, so they've not got time to build anyone else. So what do? Fall back on Brock Lesnar, like they always do. I mean, I'm sure the match will be fine. We've obviously seen it before. There's a lot of Twitter questions that we've got about this, so if you want loads of opinions, stick around until the end of the video. But for now, we will just move on to the next story, because Vince McMahon was also on SmackDown. Of course he was, the crazy bastard. So he came out the very beginning of the show. No chance in hell. His music hit, strutting away, huge smile on his face, camera panning to loads of people, happy and smiling and cheering and clapping in the crowd. And he just said on the mic, on a live mic on SmackDown, that it's a privilege to be here in Minneapolis. Got to get the cheap pops out there, haven't you, when you're under investigation for sexual misconduct. And he just said that I'm here to simply remind you of the four words that we just saw in the like WWE signature thing at the beginning of the show. Then, now, forever. And especially together. And he said, welcome to SmackDown. And then he strutted his way on out of there. So that was really goddamn weird.
Yeah.
Very much feels like a show that, hey, look, I'm still in control. I'm still here and I am not going anywhere forever.
If we're going to go down, this ship is coming down with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much a power play to show that he is not going anywhere. He is just gonna smile and strut his way through this like he has done everything else in his life. And it very much seems like A, I'm not going anywhere. B, nothing can stop me because look at how powerful I am. And maybe.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
quell anyone else wanting to come forward with stories about him and things like that, because they're just thinking, well, what's the point? Because he's just going to be there in control forever. But anyway, there's more reactions from backstage. That's just my wild speculation about what a crazy bastard Vince McMahon is. So Fightful Select reported before SmackDown that multiple WWE departments were going to attempt to tell him that appearing live on SmackDown's probably not the greatest idea in the world, Vince, when you're being investigated. So who knows whether someone got in his ear and whatever was going to happen ended up being minimalized, and then he just came up with this. Like, who knows what happened there. Fightful also reported that the kind of immediate reaction backstage within the company was of frustration that him stepping down as CEO is kind of just largely a superficial move. And one talent said that they saw him appearing on SmackDown itself as a cheap ratings ploy in the middle of something serious, which, well, you can't really argue with that, can you?
Yeah.
PW Insider added to this that McMahon was apparently in a great mood backstage, laughing and joking around with people. I mean, yeah, when you're that big a narcissist, it's just going to feel like nothing's going to faze you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that there was also a weird production meeting before the show with absolutely no mention of the current investigation from the WWE board. And the pre-production meeting also just didn't even cover what the McMahon segment was going to be. Some in the meeting even wondered whether it was still actually going to happen. No one really knew what he was going to say going into this, apart from, I assume, his immediate close circle. Mm-hmm. It is worth noting, though, that Fightful Select did report that several people were excited to actually be working under Stephanie now, hoping that, like, especially the women may be treated a little bit better now that she has some control over the company. But madness backstage in WWE with this situation still rolling out.
Yeah, the best way to sum this up is that meme of that dog walking into a classroom or something and just everything being on fire and it just being sat there like, this is fine. This is fine. This is what's happening. Oh, it's just, this is a multi-million, billion-dollar business, and you've got your apparent boss, who's not technically your boss at this moment, just walking in, just being like, ah, okay.
Although he is, because he still has full control over creative and the talent within that.
Full voting power and everything. It's just,
His daughter is in charge, so it's not like he won't have her. He has to be able to get her to do what she wants.
Who he, like, buried secretly and then very publicly, well, the company did, like, literally a week or two ago, and now she, it's just, you can't,
so
you try
weird.
And explain this to people who don't just, like, keep up with wrestling and the behind the scenes, the ongoings and everything else, like, weekly. It's just like, what? No, this is an episode from Succession. That's what everyone keeps saying. It's what Pat McAfee said recently. It's just like, it feels like Succession is playing out in front of us. So grab a box of popcorn and enjoy the ride, but I'd suggest when it comes to this. But
there is no company in the world that would do this.
No.
Other than WWE.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
And I feel like we're still only scratching the surface, which is incredible.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot more to come out from this.
Can't wait. I mean, it sounds horrible, that, but it's just, we're punching up. Let's be honest. This company, it's icky in, I think it's a slight way of putting it, very icky. But yeah, in terms of things that maybe with slightly less icky, no, still a bit icky at times. We're going to talk about Money in the Bank stuff because, yeah, this is still wrestling-orientated news, so let's talk about some of the wrestling stuff that happened. And we had three people confirmed for this Money in the Bank ladder match. The first one was Raquel Rodriguez. She beat Shayna Baszler to literally next to no reaction from the audience. They were like, oh, okay, that happened. So she's going to be in the match alongside Lacey Evans now, and I believe it's Alexa Bliss and Liv Morgan are in that match as well, so that's filling out quite nicely. Yeah. Also, on the men's side of things, you will remember last week we had that really weird thing where Drew McIntyre and Sheamus both hit each other with chairs, so their, like, qualifier got thrown out. So now, in a really weird segment that involved Adam Pearce just saying to Sheamus, yeah, you're going to be in the match, and Sheamus was like, yeah, I'm going to be in the match, screw you, Drew, and Drew started fighting him, and then Pearce was like, ah, Drew, you're also going to be in the match, so you're both going to be in the match, even though you both technically got disqualified, but we need people to fill it out, you've got, like, some form of star power, so yeah, you're in it as well. So they're going to join Seth Rollins, and I've got got a few other places that are going to be decided. And one of those places is going to be decided next time on SmackDown, because we're going to have Shinsuke Nakamura taking on Sami Zayn in a qualifier. I feel like we've seen that match a lot in the last couple of weeks, but
yes,
at least it's got a few like new stakes added to it. And then in the women's side of things, we're obviously going to have Becky Lynch and Asuka going at it on Raw for a Money in the Bank ladder spot. And you've also got, I believe it's Aaliyah taking on Shotzi. That's going to be another match that's going to be on SmackDown next week for a place in the premium live event, Money in the Bank, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Las Vegas, July 2nd event in Nevada. That was my thing I'm told to say by WWE. Sorry, I was just picking up my paycheck there. So we've got the card. The card is looking like this. Like I said, you've got both the ladder matches with the people who are already in that. You've got Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, for the Raw Women's title. You've got Natalya versus Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown Women's title. And as announced on last night's SmackDown, we're going to have the Street Profits versus the Usos for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team titles. So we've got a lot going on at Money in the Bank, but we're just going to completely leapfrog over that and go to Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, which is now seems like a bigger match than anything that's going to be on this card, because, yeah, WWE have just really weirdly booked this whole thing, haven't they?
Yeah, it's all a bit mad. And we've got some Twitter questions about the Money in the Bank stuff, so I'm just going to roll right into it. Why the hell not? So the first one comes from Nicole Robertson, who says, with Brock now challenging Roman at SummerSlam, do you think Riddle will win Money in the Bank and cash in on Roman with a little help from Brock?
He'll try and cash in, but I don't think he'd win, because if he was going to win it, I think he would have done last night for the pop, the ratings pop.
Yes, absolutely. Like, there's obviously the stipulation around it that now Riddle can't challenge Roman for the title, but I don't know how the Money in the Bank would fit into that. Like, if he has that, that's definitely a different contract to what he would have signed for this.
There'll be a loophole.
I don't know how wrestling rules work, but there's definitely going to be a loophole. I don't think Riddle's going to win it, though. I think we're going to move on to something different, and I hope we move on to something different, because it, let's face it, needs mixing up recently.
Cody Rhodes is going to come back from his torn titty in a week. You watch.
In a week. Win it. Why not?
It's going to
happen. It. Stranger things have happened in the world of WWE.
This week.
The next question comes from Mark AML, who says, I know there will be an uproar over Brock confronting Reigns, but I am all for it if it means he's at Clash of the Castle. Do you think he'll be there in a different match, given Drew versus Reigns seems the direction for the main event?
I really hope so, because we're going to be there and I want to see Brock Lesnar in the flesh, because I've never seen him in the flesh.
I definitely want him to be there, but you never know. Brock might beat Roman at SummerSlam, because WWE are just going like, I don't know what to do, Brock! Mm. That's generally what they do. And then we'll get Brock versus Drew at Clash of the Castle, which will also be pretty good.
Yeah, I'd prefer that right now, because I watched Drew against Roman for the Universal WWE title at WWE Live a couple of weeks ago, so I feel like I've already seen that, already had that experience, so I'd prefer that.
Indeed. Yeah. But they need something for Clash at the Castle, because I can't picture what that card is going to be and why it's going to sell out a huge venue. But you know what will sell out a not-so-huge venue? Our live show, which is happening Clash near the castle, in Cardiff, just hours before the show, within walking distance from the Principality Stadium. So if you are going to Clash at the castle, come to Clash near the castle. The tickets were set to go out yesterday, but then we had issues with the payment system and things, so it's going to happen at some point next week. So keep an eye out, and we will let you know when the tickets are on sale. Yeah.
It's been a busy week, all right? You can forgive us. It's been a busy week.
It has. The last question of the day comes from Jay Vasudevan, who says, good morning, legends. With Roman versus Brock announced for SummerSlam, do you think WWE are planning for a rerun of the Seth cash-in, the big heist of the century, whatever it was, at WrestleMania?
Oh, this one's interesting, because I feel like I'm going to go back on myself and be quite like hypocritical here and controversial, whatever you want to say it. But with the Roman Brock thing, we're saying that, oh, this match has been done to death. It's four times in how many months? I think if Seth was to come away with those titles in this like rerun of the heist of the century, and then at WrestleMania, put those titles on the line against Cody Rhodes, that's a fourth match I'd very much really want to see, and I'd be quite happy to see that. So it just shows, if you build it right and the matches are good, you're quite happy to watch them over and over again. If you just have two big pieces of meat slapping each other and just doing the same thing over and over again, not so much.
Yes, absolutely. I would be down with watching that match. However, I don't know what the plans would, like, maybe they need something big, like a big one-off for Mania. I don't know if Cody beating Roman is a bigger deal than him beating Seth again. But then you've also got to keep the belts on Roman for another 6 months until you can get back round to, more than 6 months until you can get back round to WrestleMania.
And I mean, is it a guarantee at this point that a certain Dwayne Johnson's going to want to come near WWE right now?
Exactly, yeah. I don't see that match happening anymore. Not with what's going on now. Mm-mm. So we're going to have to wait and see, I guess. But that was today's wrestling news. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want to join in the conversation and send us questions and things, you can do it over on Twitter. You can follow me at @PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at @GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Comment down below what you think of all of today's stories and all the craziness that is wrestling right now. And most importantly, though, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.